This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Delhi was being put under a week-long lockdown Monday night as an explosive surge in coronavirus cases pushed India's capital's health system to its limit. The chief minister said the national capital was facing shortages of oxygen and some medicine. He said harsh measures were necessary to prevent the collapse of a health system. New Delhi reported more than 25,000 new cases of infection. India overall reported another record high with nearly 274,000 new infections. It has recorded more than 15 million, a total second only to the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says half of all adults in the U.S. have now received at least one COVID shot. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's This Week,
I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort.
J&J shots were put on hold due to rare but serious issues with blood clots.
The pause was to take a look, make sure we know all the information we can have within that time frame, and also warn some of the physicians out there who might see people, particularly women, who have this particular adverse event, that they treat them properly.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Elation marked the opening of a long-anticipated travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand. The start of quarantine-free travel is a relief for families who have been separated by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as struggling tourist operators. This is VOA News. In Egypt, officials now say at least 11 people have died, and there are dozens of injuries after four train carriages derailed in a province just north of Cairo. The investigation into the cause continues. More than 50 ambulances took the injured to three hospitals in the province. The derailment is the latest of several recent railway crashes in Egypt. At least 20 people were killed and nearly 200 injured in March when two trains collided about 440 kilometers south of Cairo. During a television interview with the BBC, Russia's ambassador to Britain said Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny will not be allowed to die in prison and accused him of attention-seeking. Speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, the ambassador, Andrei Kellen, said Navalny behaved like a hooligan and was trying to violate every rule that has been established. Also on Sunday, Navalny's daughter called on Russian authorities to allow a doctor to treat her father in prison, a day after a group of medical professionals warned he is at risk of kidney failure. Russia jailed Navalny for 2.5 years in February for parole violations he said were fabricated. He was arrested in January when he returned to Russia from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning attack he blamed on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The George Floyd case is expected to head to the jury Monday after closing arguments in the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There's no time limit for those closing arguments. Prosecutors go first, then defense, followed by rebuttal from prosecution. Then the jurors get to decide the case. They will be sequestered while they deliberate. The prosecution contends Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds was to blame. The defense argues the former officer used reasonable force and Floyd's drug use and heart killed him. Jurors decide the three charges, second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter, separately and must be unanimous on each charge. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in Niger are reacting after at least 19 people were killed in the country's troubled region near the border with Mali after gunmen aboard motorcycles attacked a village. Government said Sunday that the suspected Islamic extremists shot at worshippers as they prayed at the mosque Saturday evening during the holy month of Ramadan. In a statement, the government called the violence a cowardly attack by people who claimed to be Muslims. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.